The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and today we're going to talk about something that I've had to deal with quite a bit, even recently, and that is training around an injury. It's unfortunate. Sometimes you're going to get injured if you're on the training, if you're on this path, you're trying to get in better shape. Sometimes you go a little too aggressively, you injure yourself. It could be as simple as, you know, a strained muscle. It could be something more serious. It could be out of the gym, off the water, whatever you're doing, maybe you break your arm. How do you deal with that? A lot of the doctors will tell you that, okay, well, no more working out for 8 weeks or whatever. I've been told that when I tore my soleus. Your soleus is the muscle that's one of your calf muscles. It goes underneath your gastroc muscle. I tore that in a race one time, and the doctor told me that I couldn't work out for 8 weeks. I thought, well, why can't I work out for 8 weeks? He's like, well, you can't run. I said, well, there's lots of ways to work out. You know, why could I not work out for 8 weeks? So he told me I should be in a padded room, which I didn't really like that, because I think that there's so many benefits to learning how to train around an injury. So let's say you have a broken arm. Does that mean you can't do sit-ups? Does that mean you can't do flutter kicks? Could you ride a stationary bike? Could you run? Could you walk? Like, there are things that you can do that have nothing to do with your arm. There are things that you can do. You could go tread water with, you know, and get some kind of exercise. And the point being that, you know, we've talked about it a number of times before, where, in my opinion, the number one thing on your path to fitness is consistency. Developing consistency to develop a habit of showing up at a gym or to work out or to your workout group or to run or whatever. You have developed this consistency. You developed a habit. And then if you have some sort of an injury, complete inactivity is not going to be a good answer, in my opinion. Learning how to train around that, not being stupid, you're not going to do something that's going to prevent you from healing. But if you have something, if you got a broken finger, then why can't you run? Why can't you ride a bicycle? Why can't you do something that doesn't have anything to do with your finger? Why? And then what you are doing is you're maintaining that consistency. You're maintaining the habit that you've built, and that habit builds and inspires you to have other good habits. In other words, if you are showing up at your workout every week or every day or whatever your schedule is, well, then you're more likely to continue on your diet plan that you have. You're more likely to continue your good sleep schedule. You're more likely to continue taking your supplements. You're more likely to on and on and on down the line. But stopping completely because you've got a hurt finger is going to do nothing but spiral down to where you are now. You're unhappy because you're off your plan. You start eating more. So now you're hurt and you're fat. That's not any good. Then you feel even worse. So keep going. Train around the injury. You can always find a way. And so I recently had a spill. I slipped off the pull-up bar, landed right on my back. And there have been things for a week now that I haven't been able to do. But the first thing that I asked myself was, what can I do? Okay. Squatting, very difficult. Lifting certain things, very difficult. But how about riding a bike? Can I ride the bike? Turns out that wasn't too bad. Could I be on the ski erg? Turns out that wasn't too bad. Rowing, almost impossible at first, but you know, a couple days into it, I was able to row. Could I do sit-ups? Could I do flutter kicks? What could I do? Curls, pull-ups? What can I do? And just try a couple of things and see if the body's going to allow it. If it does, move in that direction. If it doesn't, don't do that. You know? So that's how I have been able to train around this latest injury. But I've been injured lots of times. And I have almost in the last 20 years, I don't think I've missed a single day because I was injured. Now, I may have had to change the training considerably, but I still am showing up. I'm still doing something. I'm still staying on the path. I'm still maintaining the time that I have allotted to this. And that has been very beneficial in just kind of realizing that, you know, it doesn't matter if I get hurt, sick, injured, whatever it is, I'm going to keep doing something. Keep doing something. Even if it's as simple as walking, keep doing something. So training around that injury is really, really, really important. That's my opinion. A lot of people think I'm crazy that you would go work out when you're hurt. But in my opinion, that is more for your mental state than it is for your physical state. And a lot of times, your physical state can improve with motion. Moving can be very good for certain injuries. And your body will tell you, if it's not good for it, you're going to know it and stop doing it, you know? But, you know, I wouldn't be the one to tell you how to train around your injury. You're the one that has to ultimately determine that for yourself. What hurts? What doesn't hurt? How does that feel? Did that make you feel better? Did it make you feel worse? Move towards better. Stay away from worse. But I can give you the encouragement to say that I've seen lots of people train around their injuries. I've seen lots of people not let a small injury sideline them from things that they can do. So instead of thinking about what you can't do, think about what you can do, get creative, and stay on the path. All right, that's training around an injury. Unfortunately, that's what I'm doing right now. But it is getting better. It is getting better. I think a few more days I'll be back to, you know, feeling pretty good and then back to 100%. And then when I get back to 100%, guess what? Start thinking about, okay, well, why did I get injured and how do I avoid that in the future? Because an injury is not something that you want in your training at all. It sets you way back. It sets you back. You don't want to tear your hand. You don't want to have an injury outside of the gym. You don't want to drop something on your foot. You don't want any of that because we're trying to get better, not worse. So staying on the path, trying to get better, staying away from injuries, that is the way to go so that you can train consistently towards a goal so that you're getting better every single day. That's the idea. Not going the other way, not regressing, not getting injured and not being able to work out for a while. But that's what we're talking about. There will be no time that you can't work out. You have to become creative in what you can do. And maybe you have to do something entirely different. Maybe it's swimming. Maybe it's walking. Maybe it's something entirely different than what you've been doing. But you can probably do something. All right? That's training around an injury. I hope you don't have to do that. I hope that you stay healthy and make gains towards your goals always and consistently without having an injury. But if you do get injured, give that some consideration. How can you train around it? How can you keep doing something so that you maintain your momentum, maintain your consistency, maintain your habit of showing up and getting it done? All right, that's Physical Friday for this week. We'll talk to you next week.